Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I just plugged in my headphones and I got blasted.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
What?
Oh. See, we're doing a little bit here.
I can't hear you.
Oh.
Oh, goodness. Happy Monday.
Yay, everybody. Hello.
Scared, my heart is racing. The best way to wake up is fear.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm like adrenaline. Everything is on end. I'm ready to go. You know what? I shocked myself into awake. I was like nice and gentle, did a little yoga this morning, you know, everything easy does it. But that,
boom,
let's do this thing. Ready to go now.
We are on.
Let's go.
Oh, man. That's always super fun, isn't it?
Yeah. I feel like I did a workout. Like, I feel like I ran or something. Seriously. The heart palpitation that I just experienced. Shocked awake.
Yeah, I understand. I tend to run my headphones at a lower level than most disc jockeys do, especially people who have done it as long as I have.
Same, yeah.
You know, I go a little low. And so most people, like, they put mine on and they're like, how do you hear anything?
Can't hear anything.
And so, like, when that happens, when you turn it on, it's like, bong! It messes with you. It really does.
It does. It's like, you know, when you get into the car and, like, I was listening during the daytime and then listening in the morning. I'm like, oh, I'm a different person now.
I had it all the way up because I was singing along when I got home. And then, boom, that just beat in the face with a baseball bat of sound.
Yeah. Well, who was the last person? Oh, the last person was me. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah. Who knew?
I felt like a party, apparently.
Why are people messing with my car?
Whew. Well, boom. And this is always a unique little offering that a lot of zoos or animal shelters will do, like a name this cockroach.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after your ex. And then that's kind of like a broken heart Valentine kind of thing to do. I have not heard of this before. An animal shelter in New Jersey called Homeward Bound Pet Adoption. They have a different offering. They're not going to name a cockroach or anything like that. But for a $50 donation, they will name a feral cat after your ex.
Oh.
And then they will neuter it.
I'm not going to lie. I love this.
They have a flyer posted online that says, neuter your ex for Valentine's Day because some things shouldn't breed.
You know what?
Yep. They did it.
I got 50 bucks and a name.
Yeah. They offer spay, too. Yeah, they will spay female cats, but they've had a feeling that the neutering would be a big deal.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I have 50 bucks and a name, and I am ready to go.
If you're feeling a little jilted this Valentine's Day.
Yeah, no, I am not jilted this Valentine's Day. I just have a long memory.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
You know, sometimes you don't want, the time to pass. You don't want to say, I'm getting a little bit older, but you have to. You come to the realization. And it happens to all of us. Case in point, this past weekend, I was on the phone with my mother, who was a lovely woman and not old at all. Okay. I'm not
smooth.
I'm not saying she looks fantastic. She's doing great. You know what? Retired. So yay. But she and my father, I have noticed something about both of them, both now fully retired. And I've noticed an uptick in the amount of interest they both share in bird watching.
Oh.
Yeah. They've got a little bird house outside. They've got a little feeder and they've gotten really into like, what kind of food can we put into the bird feeder to inspire other birds to come to the bird feeder? And so I was on the phone with my mom and like, we're having a conversation about my children. And in the midst of that conversation, which I was like asking, advice and we're
You're having a legitimate conversation.
Legit. She stops mid-conversation, and she's like, a red-headed woodpecker. Oh, my gosh, he's beautiful. Oh, what is he doing? He's looking. He's, oh, you know what? You know, he's flapping his wings. And now I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I'm, you know, I didn't say anything. I just let her bask in the glory of that little red-headed woodpecker.
Of a bird.
But she suddenly stopped, and she's like, oh, my gosh, I'm old. I have become my parents. She's like, my parents did this exact same thing. My dad got really into bird feeders, and oh, my gosh. But I'm like, hey, birds are fascinating. They are rocking, okay?
Yes, they are. My it's funny. My mother-in-law is very much a bird person.
They're fun, right? Little birdies flapping their wings, popping around.
And well, I'm all for, you know, having the bird feeder. Now she has like 30 of them.
Yeah.
There's
different foods.
It's aggressive.
Did you know that there's different kinds of bird
feeders? And there's the different types of feeders that, mm-hmm. My mother-in-law, who is the kindest, sweetest, most chill woman in the world, wants to get a BB gun so she can shoot the squirrels that are trying to eat the seeds out of her bird feeder.
It's not for you.
It's not for you. And books, all the books about, you know, the different types. And I'm just like, it's a bird.
Wow.
Yeah, no.
A bird that held no fascination mere months ago is suddenly like, oh.
No, but on the other hand, I had the same thing when I, one of the first time that I went to Minneapolis for something and, I forgot something at home. So I called my dad and he's like, oh, you seem to be there seemed to be a pretty good trip. And I'm like, yeah, I made good time. And the second I said I made good time, I'm like, I'm officially old.
That happened. Yep. Yep. That is a phrase I should not be saying.
I am sadly very, very old.
You don't want it to happen. It just happens.
Yeah. I realized yesterday that I have ruined your life. I have ruined the life of Dance and Eric Hansen.
What?
I, you know, make you get up at the crack of stupid every day and come in here and
get to
and talk into tin cans and assume that people can actually hear you. And that's lovely.
Yeah.
What I didn't realize is that if you are up at the crack of stupid Monday through Friday, you don't suddenly forget to wake up at the crack of stupid because it's Saturday or Sunday.
No, you don't.
And you know what's on TV? It's at 5:30 on Sunday mornings. Nothing. Nothing at all. You can look, but unless you're willing to...
It's not there.
If you're willing to watch one long program-length commercial for Bulbhead, there is nothing to do.
We like to save up movies.
I might have... I mean, luckily, I am down to my last 2 days. Not that I'm counting, but I'm down to my last 2 days, today and tomorrow.
Dancing with Hansen, returning Wednesday.
I'm not going to be, you know, wanting to hug him and give him a big old peck on the cheek for coming back.
Don't let it be
weird. Nope, can't be weird. But it's like, oh, my God. And all I could think of is as I'm sitting there clicking, looking for, you know, there's nothing on TV that I'm trying to find a book on my iPad.
Anything.
Anything. All I can think of is, oh, my God, these guys do this every day. Every weekend. I have completely destroyed their lives.
No, it's wonderful.
They have no chance of being normal. You know, some people might be able to do it. No, I've completely, completely destroyed your life. And I'm sorry. So the Iowa Department of Transportation says they will continue to use changeable message signs for traffic safety, despite the Federal Highway Administration's recent recommendations to avoid the use of humor and pop culture references because it may confuse or distract drivers.
It's so much fun, though.
It is. And a DOT spokesman says they'll be keeping the signs because their data shows they're not causing any problems.
Okay.
So I'm down. I love those things.
I look forward to them.
Admittedly, occasionally I have to Google it because yes. I don't get the reference.
What are you talking about?
But I'm still here for it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, good for them.
A little snark.
A new bill circulating in the state Senate. This goes back to our momtroversy. A new bill circulating in the state Senate would allow kids to drive themselves to work starting at age 14 and a half.
What?
Yeah. The bill would set a new limit for driving to school or work of 25 miles or 50 miles round trip. Also says a minor would have to be done driving within an hour after school activities or after their workday ends. And you may find this hard to believe, but some childcare advocates are not really feeling this.
I don't know how to feel about that either.
No, I do. No. No. That's how I feel about it. Sports charts. Super Bowl 58 is set. The San Francisco 49ers overcame a 17-point halftime deficit to advance by beating the Detroit Lions 34-31. Former Iowa State quarterback Brock Purdy went 20 of 31 for 267 yards, and former Iowa tight end George Kittle caught two passes for 27 yards and recovered the game-clinching onside kick.
Nice.
So that's very cool. The Niners are going to play Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, who will return to the Super Bowl for the second straight year by beating Baltimore 17-10. And sports shorts! Ever since the Iowa Hawkeyes let offensive coordinator Brian Ferentz go, the question has been, who will have the job next season?
Who is it?
And we appear to have an answer. The Hawks reportedly are set to hire former Western Michigan head coach Tim Lester to be the new OC. Lester takes the job after a season as an analyst for the Green Bay Packers. Before that, he was a coach at Western Michigan, where he also played as he was a record-setting quarterback. He went 37-32 with three bowl appearances in 6 years before being let go after the 2022 season. So, looks like we're bringing in. I'm intrigued by the idea that we're bringing somebody in from the outside.
I do like that.
As opposed to just promoting. So that'll be interesting to see. And what has us feeling all right this morning? School district in Georgia going to be able to give students healthy lunches even if they don't have any money, thanks to a gift to the schools by the Arby's Foundation. You know, I don't know if you're aware of this. They have the meats. Decatur Georgia schools say they'd have to start giving kids cheese sandwiches and milk. They weren't going to make them go like hungry.
Yeah.
But they couldn't afford to give them full on school lunches.
You can't just have the lunch. Yeah.
Yeah, because we can't cover it. So they were going to give cheese sandwiches and milk to nearly $90,000 in lunch debt.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's a lot. Arby's paid off nearly $200,000 in lunch debt, not only in Decatur, but four other school districts in Georgia. The spokesman says childhood hunger is something that no one should ever have to face, and school lunch should be a time that kids look forward to without worrying if they have a meal that day.
Hear, hear, yes.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. So I feel like
awesome.
It is. We need to go have a sandwich.
Yes.
That's what's got us feeling all right this morning.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
This weekend, a lot of tongues wagging about actress Alyssa Milano. She stepped into it when she started a GoFundMe campaign to raise money for her 12-year-old son's baseball team.
Wah, wah, wah.
Which sounds like a normal thing for parents to do. There's lots of fundraisers, you know, going on as we head into spring sports. However, she's Alyssa Milano.
Yeah, it seems like she might be able to write a check.
Yeah, you'd think. She tweeted, "My son's baseball team is raising money for their Coopertown trip. Any amount would be so greatly appreciated. You can read more about the team and make a donation here." And people were quick to point out, number one, she's been working in Hollywood for the past 40 years. She's a multimillionaire all on her own. Two, she also is married to David Bulgarli. He's part of the Creative Arts Agency, a major Hollywood talent agency, probably also a millionaire. She drives a $200,000 electric Porsche Taycan 4S, which is has a custom paint job. And you're good. You're good for it.
So I'm guessing that her response to this is she's trying to raise money for the other kids.
Yes.
Not her kid.
Yes. Her comments back to people were that she has paid for the team's uniforms, for the entire team, for the coaches. She has thrown birthday parties. She sponsors any kid who can't afford due to their monthly dues. And then the kids do fundraising themselves. They've done car washes, movie nights, other fun things to raise funds. This is just a special trip, and she wants, you know, her son to do the fundraising.
Well, I have no doubt in my mind her heart's in the right place.
Yes.
But holy cats, does that just seem as though... Could you be more tone deaf?
It looks just a little ridiculous. Yes. But the good news is she has raised the funds. She was looking to make $10,000 and they've received $11,000 in the GoFundMe campaign.
Oh, so. God bless them.
So sweet. So sweet. Let's talk a little bit of sports.
Ah! Sporty.
Football.
Yes.
The Kansas City Chiefs squared off against the Baltimore Ravens. And guess who was there?
Taylor!
Oh my gosh. In an outfit reminiscent of her Reputation era, she had a red sweater underneath a black blazer, black jeans, her signature red lip. She had bangs and curls, a hairstyle that she hasn't really rocked since her Reputation Stadium tour back in 2018.
Wow.
So that's just a little bit of interesting. Maybe Reputation is the next album will be served up Taylor style.
Taylor style.
Taylor style.
Yes.
Speaking of Taylor and the big game, can she make it? Getting to Las Vegas is going to be a little bit tricky for Taylor because she is going to be in Tokyo the week of Super Bowl. Yes. So her last gig in Japan is on Saturday night, February 10th at 6 p.m. Tokyo time. Tokyo is 14 hours ahead of the East Coast of the United States, which makes it a little bit easier for her to get here. If she does her whole show, and even if she leaves at like midnight Japan time, she takes a 10, 12-hour flight that puts her in Las Vegas about 10 a.m., maybe even like, you know, if there's delays or whatever, noon. Saturday.
So she could sleep on the plane.
Yes.
And then she could get a little nappy poo in at the hotel before the game starts.
She's going to be jet lagged, but it is possible for her to physically be there. She doesn't have a show on Sunday.
How? She's been at every game, and I understand that she's been on a break from the tour, but.
Yes.
How do you go to every game and then not show up at the Super Bowl?
You got to, right?
Yeah. I mean, it'd be one thing if she had a concert scheduled that night, I would bet she'd be like, sorry, dude, I got to work.
I'm working.
But if she doesn't have a show that night, she's got to be there.
She's got to. I think she'll try to do this really hectic travel schedule and try to get there, but.
She's going to be tired.
She's going to be a little drowsy.
But she also seems like the type of, you know. My guy's in the Super Bowl. I have to be there.
I like that they're flaunting their love. You know, that's what you would do. You show up for somebody you care about.
Exactly. That is what you do.
I think it's a good thing. And she did turn to the cameras at one point right before the like halftime of the Ravens game. She noticed that the camera was on her and mouthed to the camera, please go away. She's aware and she's sick of it too. But she's like, I'm just here to support my boyfriend. Please stop.
Even she's tired of herself.
She is. There is a little bit of controversy over a special, so special, popcorn bucket. AMC Theaters is getting ready to celebrate the release of Dune 2. And in Dune 2, they have a giant sandworm that's like on the loose, going through that sand. There's so much sand in Dune.
So much sand.
So much sand. It's a creature from the movies, and they decided to put the sandworm on the top of the popcorn bucket. So when you reach into the bucket, it's like you're reaching into the mouth of the sandworm.
This is disturbing.
It's super disturbing, and it's super sexual. It looks very dirty.
Oh.
It looks absolutely filthy, and people are like, hey, AMC Theaters? Yeah, popcorn buckets are... filthy. Just filthy.
Oh.
So maybe adults only on those.
Please.
Please. Please. No children. That's what we like to call
Z's sleaze.
Okay, we had weekends. We would like to come back together on a Monday and talk about what was it that you did? What was so great about your weekend? We've got a collection of photos on the Z102.9 Facebook page, there was a couple of different. I was one of those weekends where I'm in between, like, what's the story I want to tell? Because it was a big show choir weekend, but it was also a Beat the Bitter weekend.
Yes.
North Liberty's Fire and Ice Festival, kind of kicking things off for Beat the Bitter. Super, super fun.
And it looks as though you got to see one of the snowplows that we helped name.
We did. The Morning Scramble named all of the snowplows in North Liberty, and North Liberty took it upon themselves as a city to get the snowplows there. So right as you walk in, you get to go face to face with Snowjo Dojo Casa Plow.
Aw.
And Taylor Drift. They both had signage, and I was delighted to approach Taylor Drift and see that they have a life-size Taylor Swift cardboard cutout in the window. My daughters were thrilled.
North Liberty knows how to play, baby.
Oh, it's so fun. Snowjo Dojo Casa Plow, by the way, they had that out as well, just so you can see the sheer size and what these plows are doing. This plow had not just the front blade, it had like a secret side. Whing!
Oh.
That kind of pops out. It is a big dog.
It's the Swiss Army knife of snowplows?
Totally. It's the newest plow on their fleet, so they kind of added it, and they decided to give it one of those names that didn't quite make the cutoff of our list.
Mm.
But they used that, and it's such a cool spectacle to see those. And then speaking of spectacle, as you walked into the Fire and Ice Festival, they had people who were juggling fire. Everybody gathered around watching them do that. And then these big ice sculptures, one of which was an ice sculpture that looked like Caitlin Clark.
Aw.
Super cool.
I wonder if she got to go and see it. I hope so.
I hope she did.
Yeah, that would have been sweet.
It was very cool. So hats off to you, North Liberty. Very, very fun at the Fire and Ice Festival. And then producer Ben got an email from our pen pal, Danson Eric Hansen, from overseas.
Yeah, he, of course, you know, got himself a nice little glamour shot in front of a London telephone box.
Now, I want to ask him, because just based on looks alone, I think that this telephone booth has kind of seen better days.
Yeah, it's stickered and it's got, you know, wood where the windows should be. But on the other hand, and what's funny is he could have turned 90 degrees and it looks like that view of the box is nice.
It does. That side of the telephone booth is fine.
But, you know, either way, he's in London in front of a London telephone box.
Yeah. And soaking it all up, because his trip is coming to a close.
Yes. He is all. I'm not saying that we're down to our last 2 days and he's back Wednesday, but I'm also not saying that either.
That is fact.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
Hey, this is Monday, so I want everybody to just take it nice and easy. We're going to ease into our workday. I don't want anybody pulling a hammy.
No. Make sure you stretch.
Yeah, we don't need to get hard fast at work right out the gate.
No, that's just crazy talk.
Let's just play a little game of catch up. What'd you do this weekend? How was it?
Yep. We call it One Shot Weekend. It's super easy. All you have to do is post a picture on the Z102.9 Facebook of things that you did over the weekend. You went to North Liberty's Beat the Bitter Festival.
Mm-hmm. I did. I had a fantastic time and was so delighted to kind of see Taylor Swift. She was driving the Taylor Drift snowplow. Thanks, City of North Liberty.
And then Eric Hansen, of course, in London. So picture of himself in front of a very ghetto phone box.
It's been through some stuff. I wonder if there's even a telephone in it anymore.
That is a good question. You would think probably not.
We do have a lot of photos coming in on the Z102.9 Facebook page of what other people did over the weekend. Michelle, like me, also was at a show car competition, and she was in Anamosa. Looks like she might be a director.
Yep. Looks like Erica had a party for her son's 13th birthday. So happy birthday, son.
Love seeing the birthday party celebrated on the Z Facebook page. There was also a pageant over the weekend, the U.S. of A pageantry with Dominique. Gorgeous ladies.
Yes. Aurora's 7th birthday. Aurora is a puppy, but A very attractive puppy, I might add.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
Such a bubber.
So cute. There's a lot of birthdays, but I think I'm most jealous of Jilna's. She's on the beach for her birthday.
Yeah, I couldn't. I can't be mad at that.
That's pretty cool.
Good for you.
That's a good, but all things great and small. Alyssa played doctor with her son. He got a doctor kit for Christmas, so they played a little bit of doctor. And Lynn made some bracelets.
It's a lovely, lovely event. But you know who probably had the best weekend?
Are you thinking it's Emily?
I'm thinking it's Emily.
Yeah, yeah, me too. Emily got engaged at the Rough Riders hockey game.
Yep, there's a picture of her on the big screen, her and her guy. And so congratulations to Emily and her boy who are now engaged.
So cute. Love that for you.
Dorbs.
Yay. That was a fantastic weekend. You can still post your photos right on the Z102.9 Facebook page. We love seeing what you did over the weekend.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.